Well, if you like to watch legal dramas on television, you know that there's always a huge pro bono for free budget for attorneys, and they can constantly take on these wonderful cases and not get paid. And it's probably been a shock to you to discover that in the real world, it doesn't always work that way. The Volunteer Attorney Program holds occasional Ask an Attorney events. They're put on in collaboration with Community Action Duluth, and they are so useful for folks that perhaps would find the cost of an attorney or even the prospect of trying to hire an attorney kind of intimidating. Maybe they just have a couple questions they need to ask. We've got some questions to ask, and Alexandra Reynolds is the pro bono coordinator for the Ask an Attorney event. She's the gal with the answers. Hey, Alexandra, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
So it really doesn't work the same way in real life that it does on television. I know, a shock, where big law firms are constantly dedicating countless man hours and staff people to taking on cases for free for people.
It doesn't quite work that way, but in the counties that we serve, we do have a roster of dedicated attorneys who definitely do their fair share of pro bono work. But it isn't quite like television shows, that's for sure.
Gosh, it's so always so amazing to me that television shows do not portray people's jobs the way they really are. The Ask an Attorney event is coming up, and again, it's in collaboration with Community Action Duluth. When you folks have events like this, what do you find are the concerns that people are bringing to you most often? Or can you generalize? Is it usually kind of a mixed bag?
Well, first, our Community Action Duluth Ask an Attorney Clinic is the third Monday of every month from 11:30 to 1:30, and that is a walk-in clinic. They do have to income qualify, but that's up to the volunteer attorney to determine whether they income qualify for our program. But as far as the legal matters that are brought to us through all of our clinics, it is a mixed bag. Every now and then we get kind of a one-off, but we do generally assist people, and we find that the questions come from creditor-debtor issues. Do I qualify for bankruptcy is a big question. Tremendous amount of family law questions, as you can imagine, and a lot of landlord-tenant disputes as well. So those, I think, are our most popular. We do only deal with civil matters, no criminal matters. But it does tend to be a mixed bag, but those are the areas of law that are probably most asked about at our clinics.
Do you find that the folks that you're dealing with are in a financial position? Well, obviously, as you say, they need to income qualify. Are these people who probably would have to try to muddle through without legal representation? Otherwise, there is, of course, legal aid here in town, but particularly in family law, I discovered. If one partner goes to see the legal aid attorney, the other partner can't even really consult with them. Is that right?
You know, I can't really speak to that. That's a different organization. But it is true that if somebody does not, have the ability to hire an attorney, oftentimes, and it's very common in family law matters, that they have to go it alone and they have to navigate the legal system alone, where in court and in law, we use a different language. And so already that individual is at a detriment, to say nothing of the people who are facing a very well-versed and skilled attorney on the other side. Oftentimes, that particular type of case will be given deference to us, or will give deference to it, to find a pro bono attorney for that person, because we know that there's, a power disparity there. So, but otherwise, if we can't find them an attorney and they can't, scrape the money together to hire somebody, then yes, they are going it alone oftentimes.
I recently ended up dropping a legal procedure that I was trying to go through because just the filing fee was almost $500, and I didn't have it. And yes. I came out of that situation wondering about people, and I probably don't income qualify. I'm pleased that I make enough living to support myself and take care of my family. But I started to wonder, how do people navigate the legal system if they can't pay the filing fees or they can't hire an attorney? Do we really have a justice for all if things are so expensive?
Well, I think that the question, do we have a justice for all, is something that the volunteer attorney program, we try to even the playing field by offering as many clinics as we do. And we service 11 counties in northeastern Minnesota, and in those we have 14 free legal advice clinics, the Community Action Duluth being one of them. But as far as the filing fee is concerned, there is something that is called an IFP, or informal pauperis. It's a fee waiver document that somebody who is income qualifies for that, can file that with the court and get it approved by a judge and potentially have their filing fee waived. So oftentimes when we refer it to our case to a volunteer attorney, that would be the first document that they fill out and have the attorney submit it for them. You mentioned that you make a good living, so perhaps you wouldn't have qualified for
that. Didn't qualify. I hit that. I managed to hit the sweet spot where I make too much money to qualify for a lot of free services, but it's like, okay, that just isn't going to work budget-wise. That just is not going to happen in this lifetime. So,
well, that's truly the beauty of our advice clinics, too, though, is that even if perhaps we can't find them an attorney and they cannot hire an attorney, what they get is 10 to 15 minutes, sometimes much longer. Some of our attorneys take a half an hour with everyone. Now, we won't promise that, but that's up to the volunteer attorney. But they will take time to help them navigate this system that is so foreign to them. They'll take time to look at their documents oftentimes. They'll take time to say whether their case, they believe their case has merit or not. They'll give them advice on the way forward. They'll help them quell some of the anxiousness that comes with having to represent yourself potentially in court or just in any type of legal matter.
Well, it is a complicated process, and even for a person who comes in with many of the privileges that we take for granted, it can absolutely beat you down. There's a lot of red tape, and there's a lot of, I thought I filed this. No, you filed A. You needed to file A plus B and C. Uh-huh. So what a wonderful thing to have an advocate there to not only help you navigate, but explain it to you until you get it and be there kind of in your corner to support you as you take on some of these issues. Because people don't go to court for fun. When they get to that point, they're fraught. They're really in a bad place.
It's usually not a happy matter that comes to us at our Aspen Attorney Clinics, but certainly we're very proud of the job that we do at the Volunteer Attorney Program, and we're very happy that we do, as I mentioned at the beginning, have a wonderful roster of dedicated volunteer attorneys for the 11 counties that we serve. We are just so grateful to them and very happy with our clients and hope we do a good job for them. But again, the Community Action Duluth Clinic, third Monday, 11:30 to 1:30. And then also in St. Louis County, we have our free advice clinic, and they have to do an intake prior to this one. But every Wednesday from noon on at the courthouse. So that's another one to keep in mind that's local.
So it may not be completely like television, but you are going to find nice, compassionate attorneys that are going to be there and support you. So the outcome may not be television, but the people are going to be fabulous. And that is something that is a great comfort when you're at that point in your life. Believe me.
Mm-hmm.
Alexandra, absolutely. Thank you so very much for joining us this morning. What a treat to talk with you. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Alex.